News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Let's start in the Middle East, where Israel just a few moments ago said that there were new rounds of rocket attacks. They believe these are mortars fired from Gaza into Israel. No reports yet on damage or casualties. There are also reports that when a temporary ceasefire expires later this morning, there may be a new permanent ceasefire ready to take its place. We'll see if it holds, though. Sky News Radio's Stuart Ramsey has the latest developments.
There's a huge amount of Israeli jet activity that we haven't seen for a few days now. Jets passing and low as well. We suspect it's a sort of show of force to say to Hamas, don't launch anything because we are here and we will attack. Significant development today, though, are the reports that we're getting here that talks are taking place in Cairo right now and that Hamas are about to deliver their formal grounds for a ceasefire. And we also understand that the Israeli delegation is there. There won't be face-to-face talks, but that there are talks taking place. There is hope that perhaps some type of agreement could be reached. Certainly the proposals from Hamas at the moment would be unacceptable to Israel, but it means that there is a process.
We'll continue to follow developments from Fox News Radio and their sister network Sky News with coverage from the Middle East. Warsaw officials held an open house last night. They're looking for public comments on plans to develop the Eastern Riverfront District. City planner and project manager Brad Len says they hold those comments at the Grand Theater's Great Hall. They had some. They did this also before last night's public concert on the 400 block. They say this was a good time to get public feedback. Warsaw already controls some of the land along the riverfront and is open to development proposals.
Overall, I think people were happy with the direction that it's been going so far. They liked a lot of the public space along the riverfront. They liked some of the private development, too, to bring the tax base up. So there are a lot of images that I think people responded very well to.
There is also some work that the city has to complete before the land can be redeveloped. There's a soil contamination project that's being done now on the Savo supply site, and they also have exposed streams that are running through a culvert that also need to be addressed as water needs to be diverted from the area. The sentencing hearing for a Merrill woman convicted of killing two friends while driving drunk has been delayed. With the reason why, here's WSAU's Raymond Newport.
Ashley Bauman is having surgery on Monday and will need time to recover before appearing in court. She's facing over 60 years in prison for the drunk driving deaths of Jessica Hartwig and Misty Glish. She has been free on bond and will now be sentenced November 4th instead of August 20th.
Now, the reason for Bauman's surgery has not been disclosed. Prosecutors claim she had a blood alcohol level of 0.157 nearly 4 hours after the crash. Student protester Jeffrey Decker lost his bid to be readmitted to the UW system campuses. A state Supreme Court ruling upheld an injunction against him yesterday. UW spokesperson John Diamond says they are happy with the way the case turned out.
We're pleased with it and the fact that it was unanimous. It does a thorough job of explaining the reasons the university sought the injunction in the first place, and I think it pretty much speaks for itself.
Decker has been protesting for years what he says is a misusing of student fees, and he's been removed from UW property several times. Decker maintains his innocence despite yesterday's unanimous court ruling. Critics of the state's decision to turn down funds to expand Badger Care say that new enrollment figures show that it was a mistake. Many people who were removed from Badger Care have not yet found private insurance through the federal health care exchanges.
Of the over 62,000 Wisconsinites who lost Badger Care coverage earlier this year because of new eligibility requirements, nearly 60% have not signed up for coverage through the federal health exchanges. Kevin Kane with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says that's likely because many can't afford the plans being offered there.
We're now living in a world where they have to choose between narrower networks and higher out-of-pocket costs instead of Badger Care that they should have received under the Affordable Care Act.
The Department of Health Services says many of those people may have purchased insurance outside of the exchange or received it through their employer. Kane argues it's more likely they simply can't afford to buy private health insurance.
In Madison, Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
Former dictator of Panama Manuel Noriega is suing the publishers of a popular video game. In a lawsuit filed in L.A. yesterday, Noriega claims the company behind Call of Duty Black Ops 2 never obtained permission to use his likeness and has damaged his reputation. Noriega is 80 years old now. He's still serving out a prison sentence in Panama for drug trafficking, money laundering, and for killing some of his political rivals. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant for today, a high around 77, southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, some scattered clouds and comfortable, a low down to 55. On Friday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a high around 80. A little bit warmer on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 82. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Coming through another one of these cold overnights, even though we will warm up nicely during the day, we have hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the real-time weather radar 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.